Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. I love the topics she comes up with. They're always timely and relevant. This week, our conversation focused on outdoor art in the state of Wisconsin. B-E-S-T. That's how you spell Ann Sayers. Ann, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Outdoor art. This is kind of a fun one for this time of year.
I mean, it's two of my very favorite things, the outdoors and art. And you can combine them in all kinds of ways here in Wisconsin.
Yes, and our state just unveiled the largest mural in Oshkosh, Ann.
Yes, it's in Oshkosh. It's one of a kind. Last fall, muralist Mauricio Martinez accepted the call. He painted a 1,000-foot stretch of wall along the Oshkosh Riverwalk. He worked from sunup to sundown. He's a nationally known artist. He completed the project in a month. So today, you can find a color-filled tribute to industry, heritage, and community. It extends nearly a quarter of a mile. The massive mural is on the river-facing back walk of the Cummins plant, so visitors can either experience the mural from the riverwalk or by boating the river. And it's one of many murals, actually, that you can discover all around Oshkosh. And you're also going to want to explore more art in Oshkosh at the Payne Art Center and Gardens. I love it there. May is such an ideal time to visit. Over 10,000 tulips come into bloom over the four-acre gardens. And if you're traveling later in the month, time your trip with the Oshkosh Farmers Market. It's a popular market happening every Saturday starting May 30th. It's three blocks of downtown, filled with live music, entertainment, and 120 vendors for that lively morning tradition.
Wow, that's a lot of vendors, Ann. Are you a farmers market gal?
Oh, I love it so much. Aren't you?
I think it's really cool. What a great way to start your weekend. I just love the idea when they're on Saturdays and you head out there maybe with a cup of coffee, grab some bakery. It's one of the things we really do good here.
The people watching. Great.
Yes. All right, Marathon County, fantasies coming to life at Juristic Park. This is kind of cool.
This one is so fun. So you can see the remains of ancient creature that, as lore tells it, once roamed the marshes outside of Marshfield. It's Jurassic Park. It's a sculpture park of scrap metal work. Many sculptures depict fictional creatures like dragons and larger-than-life animals and characters. It's just completely a world of wonder and whimsy. You can visit the Hobbit House, too. It's filled with hand-blown glass jewelry. It's made by the owners. Times vary, but Jurassic Park is open most days, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. throughout the summer. And then for another unique attraction while you're there, you can tour the world's largest round barn. The barn is an impressive diameter of 150 feet. It rises 70 feet. It's located at the Central Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, and visitors can arrange tours of the barn. While you're there, settle in for the night at Hotel Marshfield. It's a renovated hotel featuring stylish new accommodations, unexpected guest amenities, of course, Midwestern service, and grab a meal at the on-site restaurant. It's Libby and McNeil's Food and Drink. It's named after a historic food manufacturer, and they serve hearty comfort food, and they are known for their house-made pickles.
Oh, that's you, Julia.
Are they like, what is that called? What's the kind of pickles I like? The deep-fried pickles. Are they deep-fried?
I don't know. We're going to have to find out.
We got to go.
Road trip.
We got to go.
And there's a nationally celebrated outdoor art experience in Eau Claire.
Yes, so you can immerse yourself in local art at Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. The city is home to the nation's largest rotating sculpture tour. We are so lucky in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than 120 sculptures. They're on display across that wider Eau Claire region. New pieces are rotated into the collection each May. You're going to marvel at works created by regional and national artists. Visit Eau Claire's downtown Carson Park or the River Prairie neighborhood of Altoona to see large concentrations of sculptures. And don't forget to vote for your favorite sculpture either. The winning piece will be permanently added to the collection. It's so fun. You can take a pottery class at Half Moon Clay while you're there. It's for an indoor art experience. You consider the Sip and Spin class for a laid-back option to learn the basics of wheel-thrown pottery. And end your day at the very adorable Otter Creek Inn in Altoona. The property is an English Tudor-style bed and breakfast. Guest rooms are a mix of modern and casual elegance and lots of antiques.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. For more information on those cool sculptures in Eau Claire, go to travelwisconsin.com. Ann, always fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
And is sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
All right, that's just about going to wrap up this edition of Experience Wisconsin. Next week, we visit Sheboygan. How fun is that going to be? We will hang out in Sheboygan. If you'd like more information on the show, go to WTMJ.com. More information on great things in our state, TravelWisconsin.com. I'm John Mercure. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll catch you next week for another edition of Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.